Hundreds of police will be patrolling a security perimeter around the Monona Convention Center this weekend, while police outside plan to keep hundreds of expected protesters from disrupting the conference. Inside, mayors will be talking about the need for more federal dollars to protect urban residents from terrorism. Protest organizers from the groups Cities for People and Creative People's Resistance say citizens groups have been shut out of the conference because the mayors have sold out to large corporations. Tom Running is a spokesperson for Cities for People.
The only people that are allowed access to the mayors through the conference is large corporate donations. $30,000, you can talk to our elected officials, and it's just not right.
Madison Mayor Sue Bauman rejects those charges, and she says it isn't violence from legitimate protesters police are worried about.
The question is someone or some group coming into the city under the guise of being part of Creative People's Resistance or People for Cities or whatever, and using that as a cover for some sort of terrorist act?
The fear of terrorism has pushed the cost of providing security for the conference from a predicted $100,000 a year ago to what may turn out to be more than $1 million. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.